I'm just happy to be here, man. Like, seriously.
Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George, Josh, and J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast.
What's up, brothers?
What's up, brother?
What's up, brothers? Tuesday.
George is just happy to be here.
I'm
leaving that in, too. That was
absolutely. Good. We don't cut that.
No.
We don't cut things here.
There's no cuts around here.
No cuts, mate.
This isn't the real NFL.
Raw. This is raw.
Yeah, shout out to Sketch.
Mate, Sketch and Jinxie are fucking unreal.
Because I'm late to the Sketch party. Can I just have a quick 5-second version? Where the fuck does this kid come from? Does he actually have autism?
And no, it's all an act.
All an act. Which, actually...
If it's all an act, he might be the greatest actor since fucking Leo DiCaprio.
He's spectrum-ish.
Yeah, I don't think he's...
He's on the spectrum.
He's spectrum-ish.
He's dancing on it. Like, he's not living on it, but he's just... He dips a toe in the tism lake.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Because when you see him when he's being normal, he, like, blinks a lot. That's a real sign of someone.
Yeah, he's ticky. He's very ticky.
Yeah. Because one of the boys at my work, he does that a bit too with the blinking and that.
Yeah,
and
like
he's definitely got a touch of the tears as well.
Have you seen him do the...
Shout out to my boy Chris.
Chris. Touch of the tears, Chris.
He does the shout out for fucking Dan Katz, but he doesn't know who Dan Katz is.
Oh, and the big cat.
Yeah, he goes...
How's he shouting out someone he doesn't know?
The best thing is, he's like on
Barstool
a...
Sports.
He's on a Barstool...
I know who Big Cat is,
No, but he's doing a live stream with Jersey Jerry, and he gets a donation. It's like, they want you to tell Dan Katz to lose some weight. And he goes, Dan Katz, lose some weight, you fat fuck.
He goes, and that's Big Cat.
And he's like, do you know who that is? No, it's Big Cat.
In fairness, Big Cat could probably lose a little bit of weight.
He's a big dude. He's a big cat.
Yeah. He's not as big as he used to be. So shout out Big Cat.
Oh, really? Shout out to Big Cat. I'd love to get Big Cat on the show.
Let's get Big Cat on. Mate, get him on.
We need Brock to start sliding into all these DMs.
Start sliding into DMs.
I'll slide into DMs.
I know that's more of a George move.
That's
That's a bit of an inside joke, sorry.
Very much an
inside
joke.
Can't wait to be a part of
play on. Play on.
Show Maduri, perhaps.
This is quickly fucking derailing. And
We're going to get back on track.
I just want to say off the top, I'm going to repeat it. It's for my boy Skinny. I'm going to repeat it. This once every 2 weeks is no good. I need a weekly dose of you
we
boys.
We did have a discussion about this because the next week would be the draft show. We got a guest for the draft show. And then we thought we could go back to a week now. But after the draft, it's... I don't know if people don't remember this until it happens again, but I remember it. The NFL almost goes into sleep for about 2 months after the draft. Yeah. So it'll become really hard. We've got a few fun things planned.
I just want more of you boys, that's all.
That's fair. We could always just catch up, not outside the podcast.
And just not record it? And
yeah.
Just be like normal
people? No, I think we should turn into like full Barstool where we record everything.
Yeah, everything's content.
We'll become content kings.
Everything's content.
Hey, there's large portions and sections of my life that I don't want recorded for legal reasons.
We would have to like be very specific about what we release to people as content.
Okay, fine.
And who has access to our content. So if we ever do somehow make it into some sort of famous area, like... I'm fucked. If you go
Cook's
back to Twitter
fuck
from
us.
10 years ago, I'd be fucked.
Tim Cook's going to just hack our iCloud and just fuck us completely.
Dude, if they got a hold of our group chat, that'd be the end of the
thing. Oh, we'd be done. We'd be done. And if anyone was going to leak it, it would be me. And only to benefit myself.
Hey, that's content.
That's content.
All right, talking to content, let's actually get into the topic.
I love it.
The content, the topics we got down.
10 minutes, we've said nothing. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about Georgie's boy.
Ooh.
Jordan Mailata.
Oh, fantastic.
3 years, $66 million.
Yeah, that's a great signing. I think that's really good.
He's a stud.
He's a stud. He's easily a top 10 tackle, and he's worth every bit of that money and shores up that position for another three
he's
or four
years.
Surely
the highest paid Australian ever in the NFL now. Like, it wouldn't even be close.
Who else would there
the
be?
The punters would be the only one.
Yeah,
like
paid,
Michael
paid.
Dixon got, like, the biggest punter deal
they're not,
ever.
Yeah, but they're not getting paid tackle money, bro.
No. Yeah, I think it's well-deserved for Jordan. I can remember when they drafted him and me thinking, like, how is a guy that's played rugby league all his life going to become, I think, other than quarterback, I think left tackle and offensive line is the hardest position in football.
100%.
I think it's really challenging. It's a completely different way of moving and you've got to think a lot. And then on top of that, it's physical as all fucking hell.
Shit, yeah.
So I didn't think...
And DNs are only getting better every year.
Yes.
And faster and bigger and stronger.
Yeah, and I didn't know how Jordan Mailata... I thought at best he could end up being maybe a good backup tackle in the NFL.
Sure.
I would have never thought he could have become a... Like, if you went back and got receipts on him when he first got signed, I hope I wasn't rude, but I think I was more on the lines of, I don't see how this is going to work. Like, yep. And this was on the back of the Jarryd Hayne and all that sort of shit, where I was kind of over these Australian guys.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
Australian, just claiming experiment, yeah.
Yeah, I was a kind of a bit over it, but I think you look at it now, it's almost one of the most.
Yeah, but also Jarryd Hayne's a fuckhead and a criminal, and Jordan Mulata from all
Jarryd Hayne's in jail.
He's still locked up.
Yeah, he's in jail for bashing his ex-missus or something.
He's crazy.
Just proper scumbag shit.
Might be some words that rhyme with grape in there as well.
Yeah, right. Oh wow! Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. That he wasn't.
So we won't give him a shout out then.
We don't shout him.
Not a shout out to Jarryd.
No shout out Jarryd Hayne. But shout out to Jordan Mulata because he's all reports he's a stand up guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard. And I'm not promising anything.
Loves Tim Tams.
But I'm working.
Who doesn't?
He loves Tim.
I'm working on Jordan Mulata.
Are you actually?
Legitimately. I've had a response.
To come play left tackle for the Rangers, correct?
I wish. He wouldn't play left tackle for us. He'd play fucking running back.
Oh, he can have my job.
He'd just play quarterback. And be like, just snap the ball to him and let him do what he. Well, what's the play? It's like, I don't know, Jordan. What do you want to do? Where do you want us to not block for you?
You're the quarterback, Jordan. You should know the playbook.
Okay, just we get Jordan. That's a big get.
You just run away from everyone while we watch you.
We get Jordan. We're on it. We're already in another.
I'm working on it. I have had a response, but it's not likely. But you never know. You got
to
try.
I was going to say, does money need to change hands? But he just got $66 million.
If there's if there's one thing that would motivate Jordan to go on a podcast with us three idiots, it wouldn't be money.
It definitely wouldn't be money.
It'd be probably having a laugh. So
yeah. Shout out to Jordan.
Another big contract.
We love Aussies
week.
Doing well in the NFL.
100%. Him and I know Gotz is on a deal now. Still on a deal in the Jaguars.
Shout out my boy. And hey, shout out to Gotz, the only man to ever put me on Mars.
That's very true. I saw it.
Shout out Gotz.
I think you did it twice.
No, just once.
No, I don't
once
know.
Was enough. I thought I was going to die.
At 17. What a weapon. Panthers, a little bit of good news coming out of Pantherland, which has been.
Really?
It's been few and far between lately. They re-signed their big nose tackle, Derek Brown, to a 4-year, $96 million contract.
Yep.
It's the guy they drafted, I think, 5th overall 3 or 4 years ago. It would have been 3 years ago, I'd say.
Yep.
Really good player. I don't understand the Panthers because you let Brian Burns trade him for nothing and then sign Derek Brown, who's he's probably similar to like a Dexter Lawrence sort of guy, like maybe not as good, but big inside run stuffer that can move and do some things. I like him, but what are they actually doing there at the Panthers?
Do they have a plan there?
No, that's what I mean. Like, if you let wouldn't you keep Brian Burns and then be like, hey, we're going to give you money. They've got so much cap. We're going to give you money. We're going to give Derek Brown money. We're going to at least have two really good players on our defensive line, and we're going to build from that. They don't seem to be building from fucking anywhere.
The only thing I see them doing is actually just clearing up cap. So in a year's time when they do have some good draft picks, because they're going to be shit again. They're going to get a number one fucking receiver. They're going to get a couple star players.
Yeah.
And then they'll have the money to pay those other fucking hired guns to come in.
And they're going to miss their rookie window because of Bryce Young. Now, whether he ends up being good is...
No, they've got to move on from him.
I think next year we'll know. But I think if he ends up being okay,
I don't think
they're going to have to pay him. They're not going to get much of a rookie deal.
Next year we'll know. Is that what you just said?
We'll know next year if he's done in the NFL, I think.
I
know you reckon he's no good. But I've seen like Josh Allen, everyone thought he was done after his second year and he turned
but
into
he
one
has,
of the best
he
players.
Has the physical attributes, bro.
Yeah, Bryce, you're right. He doesn't have that.
Because you look at Josh and go, okay, he cleans up this and that. He can be good because he's tall.
Yeah, it was accuracy. It was not. Yeah, he is tall, white, and handsome.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that I don't think they won't move off on him after 2 years.
You can't. You have to
see. Look what that happened to Justin Fields. It took him all the way to fucking year four before they actually pulled a trigger and did anything.
I'm a rip the Band-Aid off kind of guy.
I know you are. No, NFL teams normally aren't.
But that's the thing. If you rip the Band-Aid off now, you've ripped off 2 years fucking earlier. Then you do. You might as well stay in it for another two years.
Yeah, and there's no need to get rid of him because he's on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need. Like, the biggest travesty for them is that they don't have the number one overall pick this year because they traded away from him. That's where they fucked up. See, and that's the risk you run. And considering, like, in hindsight, I'm sure they make that trade next year and draft CJ Stroud. But I don't think CJ Stroud is as successful as the Panthers anyway. I just don't think they're a good organization.
It's a trash organization.
And that's why I don't think this signing made a lot of sense. Like, are you just keeping a guy because you've got to have some good players on your team?
Yeah.
Like, I know Derek Brown's probably like, well, it's big money. He would have got that. Like, we just saw what Christian Wilkins got in free agency. He would have got the same thing, which is more than that. I don't see the point for any of them. If I was Derek Brown, I would have said, you know what, I'll play next season and I'll do really well on a crappy team, so I'll even be more highlighted.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I'll
have good
and then
tape and someone will.
And then if I like the direction you guys are going in, then I'll fucking re-sign. Then if I don't, I'll re-sign. Any other team in the NFL.
They really are just a fucking dumpster fire, aren't they?
I didn't get it from both sides of the story. Like, I get Derek Brown's now a fucking multi-millionaire. He got $65 million guaranteed as well, which is insane.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think he would have got that anywhere personally.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't get the Panthers move, but we can talk about that later down the track once the draft is done and they have their first round pick. Should we talk a bit of Anthony Richardson?
Let's do it.
He's kind of been forgotten about, and I saw him a quote from today saying that he's basically what most young players say. I'm on a mission in year two to prove what I am. I thought what we saw of Anthony Richardson his first year was good, not great. Athletically,
very gifted. He was very dynamic.
Yeah.
Very dynamic.
But he just got hurt from being hit.
But that's a risky run.
100%. I don't think they should go away from that. But I think it opened up, because I genuinely, until I saw it a few days ago, kind of had forgotten he's their quarterback. Because I had Minshew for a lot last year. And I was like, the guy, the fucking top five picker, is coming back to play for the Colts this year.
He went number four, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah, it was definitely early first round. I can't remember exactly, but I thought it was very, like, what do we think of the Colts this year? And do we, any expectations? They've got a decent receiving group.
Who's in their division?
Titans.
Yeah.
Texans.
Yep.
And
their division's only thing is going to fuck them.
And Jaguars.
Right.
So I would say, like, Jags and Texans right now are better than them.
Yep.
But they were also, like, a game off making the playoffs last year. They kind of fell apart late.
With Minshew.
Which is a real Minshew move to just give everyone some hope and then fall apart later in the season.
Shout out to Minshew.
Shout out to Gardner. Apparently a terrific bloke, just not an NFL starting quarterback. Great backup, maybe the best backup in the NFL. But
could be,
yeah.
No, he's no Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy two gloves. I think Teddy Bridgewater has retired and is now a high school football coach.
I think that's his plan.
Has he retired or is he wanting to do that? Remember, he used to wear two gloves.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I know. I'm all about it. No. That can be. I've said this on here 10,000 times. Even a mediocre team with good to great quarterback play can be a playoff team.
So there's no reason why they can't
be a playoff team.
Yes, he has. He has retired.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Shout out.
He's a coach.
High school football coach.
If Richardson plays the whole season and he plays like he played in those half a dozen games before he got injured, and he plays even just to that level, they could potentially be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Michael Pittman's a really nice receiver. Yeah. See what they do in
Jonathan
the draft.
Jonathan Taylor's a fucking stud running back. Him coming back
last year really changed their
changed
season
the
as well.
Team.
Yeah, 100%. I just came to me because Colts are not a team we've really spoken about a lot lately.
Yeah, they haven't really been doing much, that's why. But yeah, I mean, you say to me right now, you can have Bryce Young or you can have Richardson.
Richardson.
Every day.
It's not even fucking close.
It's not even close.
I don't. This is maybe crazy, but I don't know if there's any player I'd want less than Bryce Young. You could name any quarterback.
Any starting quarterback,
Or even some backups.
Yeah.
I reckon, I'd take Sam Howell over Bryce Young. Like, the dude, he threw for 4,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
He turns the ball over a lot, but at least he can fucking throw.
Yeah.
I watched a game where Bryce Young had 90 passing yards and played the whole game.
At least he can see over the O-line.
90 passing yards.
James Winston,
yep.
Why? Because he just has winning in his name?
He knows how to take kneels for touchdowns. Like, that's a dog.
Hey, that was meant to be a negative play. He turns negative into positive.
He's a leader in the room.
It was a team decision, man.
Yeah, it was a team decision. It wasn't him that did it.
It was a team decision.
That was meant to go for 0 yards. It went for 6 fucking points. Hey. That's how you play quarterback.
Bang.
Shout out.
Plus minus in the NBA would be wild for Jameis Winston. No, I just don't think there's many guys that I would be like, give me Bryce Young.
When he was drafted, I said it, and I'll say it until the fucking cows come home. He's too small to play in the NFL. Simple as that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next year. Hey, Rich, though, I want to, again, if nothing else, I think, if he was to play every game, it'd be fun. Fuck, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I agree. It would be. It'd be fantastic. Like I said, there's so many things you can do in that offense with him and with Taylor and Pittman. And there's so many things you can do. Like, you can roll out, move the pocket, do all these cool things, man.
Yeah, because he's big too. And he's got a big arm. So you have to, like, is he accurate? We don't know
but
yet.
But he can move the ball down the field. Like, he can stretch the defense.
Yep.
And then that's going to help with the underneath stuff. It's going to help in the running game. It's going to help everything, man.
Yep. Yeah, I think Colts could be an interesting team. They could be a squeaky good team this year. Squeaky playoff 7 seed sort of deal.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. I like them more than the Jags.
I've said it already. I agree. I agree.
The Jags are the bottom of that division.
I think we all have such a bad.
I agree.
I have got the worst. I've got the worst juju about the Jags right now.
The Jags are fucking trash.
I do not think they're going to be good. I would be way more surprised if they're good than bad.
I'd rather throw out Trevor fucking Lawrence than I would Bryce Young, because at least we don't know what Bryce Young is. Trevor Lawrence.
You would take Bryce Young over. You're starting a franchise right now, and you get to pick out Bryce Young or Trevor Lawrence.
If I'm looking at him right now,
I'm taking
Bryce Young
over Trevor Lawrence,
because Trevor Lawrence hasn't done shit except in college.
Bryce Young.
Yeah, but he's got such nice hair though.
Bryce Young, he does have nice hair.
He's got immaculate.
He is tall, wide, and handsome. And we don't know if he's a gunslinger, but he's only missing one of the four. I can tell you for a fact, Bryce Young may be handsome. It's all perspective. But he ain't tall and he ain't a gunslinger. He threw for 90 yards in a game. I watched that game.
I understand
that. It was atrocious.
He's playing for the Carolina fucking Panthers.
They had Adam Thielen.
That dude, hang on. Adam Thielen, 5 years past his fucking prime.
They still had him.
History books
don't write. They had Adam Thielen in his rookie year. In brackets, 5 years past his prime. It'll just say depth chart 2023, Adam Thielen.
I don't even think he played a lot of games.
History's undefeated. I don't know what that means. All right, you've got a segment for us, big boy.
I've called this oil and water.
Ooh, I'm feeling something pretty cool here. This is shit. I'm going to be so upset.
It might be shit.
And what did I say in the group chat?
Villain arc.
No, I'm just saying.
Let's go.
I'm at the point where I don't want to fucking see NFL fucking players on social media. At this point, someone should fucking take their phones away from them. Don't let them fucking tweet.
Is this about Kelsey doing the bisexual sign?
That's good, mate.
Travis.
Travis Kelsey did a peace sign to someone like that. And some person did a TikTok about it. He's doing the bisexual sign to people. It's like, what?
No. This is about Caleb fucking Williams. Two weeks later, I'm fucking off him.
Oh, he's wow.
I'm fucking off him.
Hey, villain arc.
Brock Wellington, enjoy your fucking quarterback. I'm off him. You've lost me.
Let's go.
I don't know who fucking said it, but someone said he hasn't faced adversity in his fucking football career. And he fucking comes out and tweets and goes, word for word, let's go back to school again because I'm bored right now. Adversity, a state of instance or serious or continued difficult or misfortune. He then goes with year one, didn't start freshman year.
Oh, bad luck. No one starts freshman year, dickhead.
Exactly.
Unless you're like Andrew Luck or someone like
yeah,
that.
Unless you're like... yeah. No one even knew who the fuck you were freshman year.
So how is that...
Wasn't he in another college as well?
He started with Oklahoma, yes.
And they had someone good.
They had Spencer Rattler.
Spencer
Rattler was
good
a fucking...
luck, bro.
He was a five-star quarterback coming out of fucking...
Yeah. He's a god.
Out of high school. You're going to start him over
Rat
a fucking...
God, they call him.
Nobody.
Okay.
Year two,
That's not adversity, by the way.
That's not adversity.
Okay,
Year two, pop my hand in championship game.
Getting a full scholarship to a really good school to play football, that's not adversity.
No.
And then not being the starter,
that's not adversity. If anything, that would be, I would call that kissed on the dick. I would not call that adversity.
What's the opposite of adversity?
Kissed on the dick.
Kissed on the dick.
Is that the dictionary term?
I think it's called blue baggers.
I looked it up in blue
baggers.
Dictionary.
He's calling it blue baggers. He's having a red edge. You know what?
It's pretty rich for my
fucking... You're not going to get us... Our team's good for the first time in my entire lifetime. You're not bringing me down. You're not bringing me down. It's the first time we've been good since 1999.
I'll see you in finals. Year two.
Richmond.
No, I won't.
So pop this hammy.
Pop my hammy championship game first quarter. Lost because of my hammy. That's not adversity.
What championship game were they in?
They definitely were. They were just in a fucking...
A bowl game.
They were in a bowl game.
No one in the national championship, no.
You can't call it a championship game in college. This is why...
Hang on, was he in Oklahoma? No. He was already gone by then. He left after his first year.
Right.
Year three, 7-5, my last year of college ball.
That's not
okay, that's where's the university? You want a fucking Heisman, motherfucker.
And
that's
yeah,
not adversity.
And you were the number one pick from the start of the year.
Oh, what?
Everyone thought you're the best.
Your team shit. That's not adversity, bro.
You were so good that everyone was still like, he's not the problem on that team. Like,
exactly.
I think what we're forgetting, right? Sorry, Brock, finish your point.
No. This is, someone has to, NFL fucking teams literally just have to go, we're taking your fucking social media away. We will control what you fucking post. You're posting game links and that's fucking all. Because if not, you get prima donnas like this motherfucker posting shit that
and
makes no fucking sense.
Who said it to him? He's baited him into it. Fucking shocking.
Yeah. He's literally just somebody on the media.
You are an NFL fucking quarterback in 3 weeks, 2 weeks time.
It's like fucking Kane Corn saying something about Dustin Martin.
Yeah.
Like he's just trying to get a fucking bite. Kane Corns, you got your head kicked in.
Yeah, he did.
In a fucking boxing game. By Nathan Brown, of all people.
By Nathan Brown.
I love Nathan Brown. That guy can't hit a fucking top of rice custard pudding.
Mate, he wouldn't punch his way out of a wet paper
he's
bag.
Fucking, he's not that guy.
You got beaten up by Nathan Brown.
You're a firefighter.
In fairness, Nathan Brown would probably punch the fuck out of me. But I am not a fighter.
I'll beat the fuck out of
Nathan Brown. I think that's one we can agree on. Yeah. You and Nathan Brown. That would not be a good fight. Brownie might bite him ankles. You're right, Brock.
Brownie is pretty small.
Brownie got some goal back.
He's pretty small.
He might catch you off guard and just clip
he has some cunt
chin.
In him.
We don't know how strong your jawline is.
We've never seen it.
It's extreme.
We can't see it.
His punch wouldn't get through George's
beard. It would get caught in his
head. Like, at worst, it would just shave a few hairs off. He'd be like, what the fuck?
A little hand would come out and just grab his fucking hand.
Do you know the other thing we had to remember about Caleb Williams? How old is he?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He's like 23.
It's 20 something.
I don't think he's that old. He'd be 21. 21 or 22?
Nah, he old.
Really? Yeah. Because he transferred, he would have had to sit for a year.
Even if he's 23, 23 ain't old.
Nah, he's a kid, man.
When I was 23, I was a fucking moron.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of still am one now.
I'm definitely still one now. As you said earlier, name the actual thing that is wrong with me. And I was like, I don't know. Lots probably. I'm like Mr. Burns' disease.
Yeah, they're all together.
I'm just all together so that I can't come out. So I'm indestructible. Why did you call this oil and water, by the way?
Because that doesn't fucking mix.
It doesn't mix. Social media.
And NFL fucking players don't fucking mix. It's the stupidest thing they fucking try and do. They try and be their own brand.
They try and be their own brand.
They try and be their own brand.
You're right.
Just be a fucking footballer.
You're going to earn like $200 million if you're a half-decent fucking quarterback.
Look what happened to fucking Edelman. He went through all these fucking adversity in his career. And got
including having to play lacrosse in college. Like, talk about adversity. Yeah. Who the fuck wants to play that sport?
He won a state championship and no one fucking recruited him.
As a quarterback, too.
Not just a D1. No one recruited him to a JUCO.
Yeah. Zero recruits.
He had to go to a fucking, like, meetings and they looked at him and went, nah, you're not playing here. Yeah.
No, you're short, white, handsome, but not a gunslinger.
Yeah, I wasn't handsome back then. Money changes.
You reckon he's come into his
money changes people.
I feel like a lot of these dudes, like Tom Brady, like you look at him 10 years ago and you're like,
You're not ugly, you're just poor.
What did you do?
You're not ugly, you're just poor.
Because you look at him now and his jawline's very different.
They get some fillers, they get a bit of sculpting.
It's real bad now. It's like you've overworked yourself.
See, poor guys like me, I'm just ugly, like period. I got nothing.
You're not rich,
that's
you're just
gotta,
poor.
I'm not, like I'm hot as fuck and I know.
That's why
I've
got to have big muscles because like otherwise I got nothing. Literally.
True. See, like my face my money maker and I know it.
Yeah, yours is.
The problem is I got skinny and then Target Mr. Big wouldn't renew my contract. They're like, sorry man, you're not as hot when you're skinny. So like I'm skinny JA, I'm not as hot as the skinny models.
I disagree.
But I find fat JA was hotter than all the fat models. So I've taken myself out of an industry.
Well, I think you're much cuter now, I'll be honest.
Thank you.
If you haven't seen an old fucking photo of JA, I'll post it.
Go back and watch the old videos.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Go watch our old live shows.
Live shows on a Sunday. In the
old little room as well. Like, I could barely fucking fit. I could not fit between the wall and the fucking table. I had to, like, suck my gut under the table.
George comes in and moves the desk. JA didn't have that luxury back in the day. He came from the slums. He came from the pit.
Hey, that's adversity.
He came from the pit.
I can tell you for a fact, someone who has faced very, very minimal adversity in my life, and I am not going to fucking apologize for it.
You know.
I face more adversity than fucking Caleb Williams has. Also, this is more of it's a little bit off topic, but the nail painting thing and all that. I don't care if a dude paints their nails. I really don't. Each to their own.
It doesn't fucking. That's
don't give a fuck. Does anyone think it looks good? Like, when a man paints his own nails and then looks in the mirror, because there's a Carlton player, Boyd, who paints his nails or whatever, and I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. Each their own. Couldn't give a shit. But when he looks in the mirror and after he's sat there and painted his nails, does he think it looks good? That's what I didn't get. When Caleb Williams had the pink lip gloss on and the nails paint, I'm like,
nah,
I know he was doing it for attention.
I'm going to defend him here. I don't think he just had fucking like lip balm on. I think he just caught some bad light.
But he had pink fingernails painted. I'm like, did he paint them and then think, oh, yeah, this looks good?
Well, he painted them every game.
Do any men do that because it looks good or do they do it for...
This is a problem.
For attention.
I don't have an issue with... people can do whatever they want to do. Yeah. Dress however they want to dress. Whatever. I don't care. Wear pink suspenders. Wear fucking green underwear. I don't give a shit, right?
Yeah.
But why are you doing it? That's what I don't get. Things like that, like what Caleb Williams is doing. That, to me, that's just blatant.
I'd almost prefer him to come out and be like, I'm trying to build my brand. I painted my nails to get a different area of people to my brand.
Yeah, no, so exactly. So Caleb Williams this year was painting his... This year and last year were painting like sort of messages and stuff
for
like
a cause?
That. For okay, causes
so
and
that,
stuff like
so
that.
So that's different. I don't mind that. That's what
he was doing.
Like, dude, that you just see an average dude down the street with his fingernails painted. And I'm like... Are you married? Like,
why are you doing this?
If I painted my nails and walked into my wife, she'd be like, "The fuck? Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Why do you think that? Like, if you want to do that, you can. It's not.
That's content.
I'm not ready to pull you into fucking bed because you painted your nails.
That's like, content.
Yeah, yes, I should do that and film it. Be like, so I've started doing this. She'll be like, "What the fuck? She'll honestly be like, "Who are you fucking cheating on me with? Who likes your fingernails painted? I'll be like, "What? It's like, have you seen you and seen me? Like, just." Math don't add up, bro. Yeah,
I was just saying the math ain't math.
It's not working here.
Friendship braces all over again.
It just came to my mind. It's probably a better topic for the package and the P boys. But it just came to me. I'm like, why? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know.
Do you look, because it, like, spoiler alert, it doesn't look good. A man with their fingernails painted doesn't look good. I've never seen a man with his fingernails painted and what that suits him pulling it off. I'm like,
it looks a bit weird.
Whatever.
I'm trying really hard. No issue with the clear coat. Say too much.
Yeah, I know you are. I appreciate it because we'll save this for the package.
We can't get 4 weeks. We can't get 3 weeks.
We can't get through it. We can't go full Finlayson. But yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, oil and water don't mix. And some dudes on social media don't fucking mix.
Because you also got to remember that the majority of these guys are young. You know, usually from a poor socio-demographic.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're not overly, like, it sounds harsh, but, like, they're not, the majority of them are not very smart.
They're not life smart. They haven't got any smarts yet about what people, because people take advantage of these
guys. Of course they do.
And back in the day, it was money. Like, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was their best mate from fucking high school that's going to look after their money and then rips them off for $100 million. Yep. Like, now it's different. They're ripping off their brand.
My advice to any young player entering the NFL would be put your phone down and pick your playbook up. That's it.
But
that's
what
you should be doing.
Greg McElroy was the one that said it as well.
What?
That he's didn't face adversity.
Greg McElroy?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Exactly. So fucking nobody ESPN bloke. He's just responding to a fucking ESPN analyst who's just trying to fucking punch him. Put in that fucking.
I literally would have responded. Yeah, mate. I haven't. I'm gonna be the number one pick in the draft. Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna put a button on this. Put a bow on this. Right.
Bow it up.
I hope to fucking God this kid's a bust, and I can't wait.
I don't want it to happen to the Bears again. But I'm. The more I hear him talk, the more I think it's gonna happen.
I'm not even saying that because of the Bears. I'm saying it just for him because I cannot wait to unload on this prick.
Is there a chance the Bears don't take him?
No.
No.
As in the bet, like someone trades for the number one pick.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
There's a chance, but it won't happen. They've just got rid of their other quarterback.
Yeah. I know that.
This is why I said last week about the Bears trading Fields. Why now? You've just taken all your cards. You're playing a great game of poker, and I've just gone, "Hey boys, this is exactly what I've fucking got." Mm. They've just taken everyone knows now. Like, we're not getting the first overall pick. We're not getting. Everyone now is in play for 2 and 3. They're in play for Jaden Daniels and Drake May. The Patriots are apparently thinking of trading.
McCaffrey as well is going up. JJ McCaffrey is going up.
JJ McCartney. There is a McCaffrey in the draft too.
Yeah. McCartney, yeah. JJ.
He's his younger brother, the wide receiver.
He's picked it at second.
Yeah.
Washington.
I think Drake May will go 2 to Washington. They almost showed their cards a little bit by getting rid of Howell, but they also, everyone knew Howell wasn't the future.
Howell wasn't the fucking
And then the Patriots are the same thing with Mac Jones. Like they, but then I think the Patriots are so dumb that they might just not take a quarterback. Like that's how, and they'll roll with whoever the guy who started the games in the stretch last year was. I've forgotten his name. But the Bears had all the power and just went, we've traded Fields for a 6-round pick. That's how badly we want to fucking show you that we're taking Caleb Williams.
Mm.
Like
instead, I could have slow played it and maybe got 3 first-round picks.
You reckon you wouldn't have got a 6-round fucking pick the week after the draft?
Of course you would have.
Fuck.
And even if you didn't, if you got a 7th round, who gives a fuck?
Because maybe there was teams that thought they were going to get a quarterback in the draft. Like maybe someone picking 5 or 6, but then all of a sudden, oh shit, all the quarterbacks, someone traded up and took all the quarterbacks. So we ended up taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Now we don't have a quarterback. Mm. Hey, Bears, Fields, 2nd-round pick. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
They fucked it.
But
so
again, B, Bears are a fucking dumpster fire organization.
I am a dude in my fucking office under my house right now that knows better than a fucking NFL general manager. What? Oh, but you want to just rip the band-aid off and move on from it.
Legit question. Why aren't you a fucking GM in the NFL?
Because I'm not. And I wouldn't be able to do it. And I still
You could do it.
And I still know that that wasn't the right move. It was like the year that Gettleman didn't pick up the phone with when he had the fourth overall pick and drafted Saquon Barkley and then said, oh, the phone was ringing, but I didn't pick it up. We knew we were taking Barkley. It's like,
that's stupid.
Fuckhead. Yeah. How do you know that pick five wasn't calling you to jump up to four to take a quarterback so then they didn't miss out and someone else wouldn't trade up and you could have butted it up, gone back a pick and still got Barkley? Mm,
you don't.
Because you never fucking answered your phone. Like, if I'm the owner of that team, I would have walked in to get him and said, hey, you're fucking fired because your job is to fucking GM
answer
you
the
didn't
fucking
do it properly.
Phone.
You had 15 minutes left
Boys,
on the clock.
I'm starting a petition right now to get James an NFL GM spot.
It's just like all the other shit. I get it. It's hard, but it's not that hard. And you're don't trade Fields.
Hire Brock as your assistant, you. And not just hire me as your security.
You can just be my guy that walks around, and opens doors, and stuff for
Perfect.
Me.
Perfect. Thank you,
Master.
What's the Philadelphia's fucking security called?
Dom. You can be Dom.
You can be Dom. Wear fucking shooting sleeves on the sidelines.
I'm here for it. Thank you.
You're kind of the Dom of the podcast. Like, you're the security, but also the organization would fall apart without you.
As I've said before on here, I'm the villain this podcast needs.
The Brock's the villain we didn't know we wanted. No, you're the one we needed.
He's the one we're going
to
get.
And I'm the secret villain that get you guys that just... implanted into you two to get
there's not a secret about what you
dance, man. Dance.
Just get you to do it. All right, I thought of a fun segment this week. Yeah, but fuck Caleb Williams. That was a good topic, Brock. I like that one. Yeah, I'm glad you're back off him. We're all on the same team.
We're back on the same. I might be on him next week.
He's still going number one.
I'm flipping floppy on him.
I'm flipping floppy.
To put a button on your question, he is going number one. There's no fucking.
I'm
going to
hit him up. He comes on the podcast. I'm back on him.
If he comes on the podcast, I'm back on him too.
Nah, fuck him. Fuck him and his big nuts.
His big nose.
Pig nails.
What is that? Fuck him and his big nose.
Fuck him and his big nails.
I'm like, he's not Harvey Weinstein. all right. So I thought we'd do trade boom or busts.
Ooh, let's go.
So basically, this is not, I want you guys to take out the value of the trade. This is not about whether they made the right trade, it was a good deal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is about the player who's been traded, where he's going, and if he's going to be a boom or a bust.
On his new team. Fantastic.
All right. And I thought we would start with the big trade that happened last week. And shout out to the big boy, Kempy. That was very good of you to get him on. He would have been feeling pretty happy with
himself. He loved it.
Yeah. And I noticed you didn't fucking clear it with me first. Because I would have said absolutely. He's my boy.
I messaged him on the way down Ocean Grove. And I'm like,
you already know the answer to, bro. Yeah.
I messaged him. He's like, do you want to jump on? He's like, can I? I'm like, absolutely,
mate.
We let Scotty on twice. Like,
dose.
We let Scotty on two times, and Billy's coming on for the draft. Like, anyone can come
Shout
on.
Out Talking about Scotty, I need a piss break.
Do you actually?
Yeah. Go.
Say less. All right. Pause. Oh, we got the video. We can't pause. All right. So, Stephon Diggs traded to the Houston Texans.
Well, we were talking about this off air earlier, I said to you that, like, okay, with the contract and this and that, whatever, we're talking about the ins and outs.
So they voided his last 2 years of his contract, so he's technically on a one-year deal now for the Texans. He's a free agent end of this season.
Like, the guy can play. He can still play.
I believe so, too.
He can still, like, run routes. He can still catch passes. He can still draw the number one, like, corner. Like,
yeah.
And he's going to slide in beautifully in that offense. And Stroud throwing him the ball, I think it's fucking great. I think it's a great move for them.
I think if anyone doesn't think this is a boom move for the Texans, I don't know why. What have they to lose from it?
What are nothing.
Other than the organization paying him 30-odd million for a year, which who... I'm sorry, NFL owners, if this is offensive to you. I don't fucking care how much money you have to give it. You should be paying out $280 million every year to the players on your team because you're all... As I said to you two earlier, salary cap is a reflection of how much earnings the NFL, which is how much earnings the owners are having. Don't ever feel sorry for them having to pay out money to their players.
No. They're all fucking multi-billionaires. 100%.
So no one cares. So if they
want to pay the Mandingos.
If worst case, he went outside and fucking came back a menace.
He came up to chose violence.
Jesus. YouTube reported that. So And you've got me right off. This is a boom
it's
move.
It's a huge boom, man.
Boom move. There's no
that's
way.
Because that's what they needed.
What's worst case scenario? He's shit and he only goes for 600 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. And the end of the year, they're like,
oh yeah, see you later.
Thanks, you bastard. You're over the hill now. Go and sign with someone else. Yeah. See ya.
Boom.
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 All right, next one. Hassan Reddick from the Eagles. We talked about this last week and it hadn't happened yet.
Yep.
He was, so they basically went and signed Huff from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've traded Reddick to the Jets as an edge rusher. Boom or bust? Start with you, Brocky.
Bust.
It's kind of smelling a little bit like a bust.
Bust.
The thing is, I look at it from an organizational point of view. Like, if we thought that he was still good,
he'd be playing for us.
He'd still be playing for us. We 100%. Wouldn't be trying to trade him.
I don't think
another guy for his in his.
Yeah, if they thought Reddick still had it, they probably wouldn't have signed Huff for giving him that much money.
Yeah.
And if they did think Reddick still had it, they definitely wouldn't have traded him. They would have been like, "We'll just keep all of
you." Yes. One thing I know for sure about my boy Howie is that, like, he's got a nose for these things. Like, he can smell.
He walks the guy the right year a lot.
Yeah, and he's sort of like of that. Like, I'll rather go a year early and get rid of this guy a year early than a year late. And I've got no issue with that. I think that's good.
Yeah, I'd rather you fucking go. Yeah, have a good year next year. Will you have a good year in 2 years' time?
Correct. That's exactly what
I'm
saying.
As long as you don't fucking beat us in a fucking playoff.
Otherwise, next year, if he's a free agent, you don't get anything
for him. You get nothing for him, yes, absolutely.
So, I think...
What did we get for him?
I don't know. I don't even know. I think it was like a fifth-round pick or something like that. I don't think it was much. It was a salary dump. I also think Hassan, like, I think this is the sort of player that come midpoint of next season, it's like, oh, Hassan Reddick isn't even a starter anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Hassan Reddick. He's like the third string
guy now. Yeah.
And then in the off season, it's just like,
he's
been cut. Yeah, I think that's how it'll
go.
Like
I said, my boy.
I don't mind Hassan. He had a shitty start to his career because of the fucking Cardinals being you're an off ball linebacker. And he's like, dude, watch my college tape. I'm a pass rusher. Yeah. So they played him for 4 years as an off ball, or 3 years as an off ball linebacker. Then in his fourth contract year, they put him as an edge rusher and he fucking starts getting sacks. Yeah. Like, go figure. Talk about evaluating talent.
No, I trust my boy Howie on that one.
Yeah, I think bust. Ladarius Sneed, who was the Chiefs' really good corner, got traded to the Titans, then got a big contract. What do you reckon, boom or bust?
Bust.
I think he was super important in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I think that's
he was
real. It's scheme sometimes.
He was. Yeah, I think
defensive players are real schemes.
Yeah. Corners in particular.
Yeah.
The biggest scheme guys to me in the NFL are corners and off-ball linebackers on defense. Like, off-ball linebackers in particular, because if you're a... Like, you can play in a scheme where you blitz a lot. You can play in a scheme where you cover a lot.
Yes.
You can play in a scheme where you are just a thumper and they want you just to play run always.
Yeah.
And then they play in a scheme where they want you to man cover and stuff. So there's a lot of variations. It's the same with corner. They play a lot of zone. Do they mix zone up? Do they press you at the line? Do they give you cushion? Sneed's a press corner. Like, that's what he's good at. He's a bit more of a man coverage corner. So... To me, I think you'll have one good year at the Titans on a shitty team.
Mm.
I don't know why he wanted to leave because the Chiefs could afford him. It didn't make sense to me why.
That was going to be my other question. Why did he leave?
The Chiefs, they traded him. They tag and trade. They didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, okay.
Which they probably don't have a ton of salary cap, the Chiefs, in fairness. And they find a knack of bringing in solid guys every year.
Mm.
And I think maybe it came down to we either pay Chris Jones or we pay Sneed. I know who I'm paying.
Sure.
Chris Jones any day of the week. So... It smells like, I don't know, I don't want to sit on the fence with it, but...
I'm a bit on the fence with it.
He might have... I think he'll have one good year and then he'll drop off real quick.
Yeah.
Or it could just be an absolute bust and he just doesn't fit the scale. Like, I'm talking like Nnamdi Asamoah bust.
That was out of the league in 14 months' time or something. Yeah.
One of the most outrageous things I've ever seen. But I think if I had to... If I had a gun to my head, I'd say bust. Mm. I'm leaning more to that. You said bust, yeah, Brocky?
Yeah. Chiefs have 24 million in cap space.
Mm. It's not a huge amount.
They signed Marquise Hollywood-Brown too, which is a low-key fucking good signing.
That's a very good signing.
Especially when they lose their receiver fucking for going 100 or crashing a car.
We didn't even talk about it. What's his name?
Rice.
Is he? He's in real fucking trouble.
He's fucked. They found like 6 fucking kilos of pot in his car too.
Fucking hell.
Fucked.
I don't understand these boys, man. What are they doing? They're just literally throwing away their opportunities, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's literally, in America right now, like, there would be like 100 million boys who would swap with him and go, yeah, I'll take your spot right now.
More. I think any young man in the world would swap spots with him.
That's what I'm saying.
You would not. You'd struggle to find someone that would not swap.
Yeah. And what? I don't understand.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Young, uneducated men with money is a dangerous combination.
Yeah, I said, and I don't think he's good enough to get the Tyreek Hill treatment where you can punch the fuck out of your missus, break your kid's arm, and then get to play again. Or Adrian Peterson, in fairness to him. At least Adrian Peterson, you know, owned up and said, yeah, I fucking did it. I didn't know it was that bad a thing.
But
my dad used to do it to him.
That's how I grew up.
He also won the MVP the following year, so back the fuck off AP, the greatest running back of all time.
Was that a comeback player of the year and an MVP the same year?
Yeah.
Machine.
Last running back to win MVP, and probably will be the last running back ever.
To my having wishes he could.
Imagine dying on the field and not winning comeback player of the year. That's the new DeMar. I'm actually team DeMar Hamlin now after his fight with AB. Did you see he had a Twitter fight with Antonio Brown? It's like,
I read the
DeMar,
tweets and
why are you replying?
DeMar, don't have a fucking phone.
Oil and water.
You don't need social media.
Water. Don't mix.
Let someone else do it.
All right.
I want that on a t-shirt. Oil and water.
Oil and water. I like it. All right. Next one. Fields to the Steelers. Boom or bust.
Bust.
Nothing. He won't play.
So that's a bust.
I'm going boom.
No, but it's a sixth round.
How?
No. This is purely the player will he end up being good for that team or not. It doesn't matter at the value.
Neutral.
Or
neutral.
You just reckon he'll just be a backup.
He won't be good. He won't be bad.
How are you going boom?
Boom. I think he'll end up being the starting quarterback for the Steelers. I think he's got a lot of talent. And I think the Steelers have some sneaky talent too. And I think they'll run the ball really well. They'll be able to run play action. He'll be able to take deep shots. And I think he'll be super athletic on a team that will have a really good defense that he won't have to do everything on. A good organization that will put things around him. Like the Steelers, they're not the best team in the world, but they're a good organization.
Yeah, they're a good organization. I agree with that.
Like, they treat their players right. I think he will end up being their starting quarterback.
So you think he's going to beat Russ in camp?
No, I think they will let him. He will not play 1% over 52.5% next season because there's no way they want to change that to a fourth round pick. But by midway through the season, he will be their starting quarterback, and then Russ will finish up their next season because I think he's a bust, and they'll finish up next season, and he will take over from there.
Russ.
I think he'll end up being their starting quarterback, and whether he's a top 10 guy or not, he will be their franchise quarterback for a couple of seasons. And that's a boom for him.
That's a big call, bro.
I think he will be. I genuinely believe that.
No, I don't mind that. I like him. I think he's just going to have a year. It's not going to be fucking lights out.
Yeah.
But it won't be a shit year either.
No, fair
enough. He's just going to play football.
All right, Keenan Allen to the Bears.
I like it.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah,
boom. What do you got, Brocky?
Bust.
I think boom because of the situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be the best player there. He can just play in the slot. Yeah, he's probably going to lose a step next year. I guess it depends on the perspective on what you think a boom or bust is. I think you'll have 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, or 6 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, something like that. And I think that's pretty good as a second.
If he gets 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, that's a fucking great year, man.
That's a great year, I think. I don't think he'll do what he did last year, but I think he'll be the number two. I think they've got two pretty good receivers.
Well, I love it because he just told the Chargers to fucking jam it.
Yeah, it was so
I love that already.
You've got three options. You either cut me, I come to work tomorrow, or you trade me. They're your three options. There's not a third. What about we just adjust your salary? Like, you heard me wrong. No. There's not a third option. It's like, work it out. Let me know what you decide.
Nah,
that's a power move.
Without Justin Herbert throwing the ball to him, like, you're going to have a rookie quarterback.
True. But so that's why. All right, I'll what if Caleb Williams is good?
If Caleb Williams is good, by extension, he will be good.
Yeah. I think boom if Caleb Williams is good. I think he'll be good for them. Anyway.
I think Caleb Williams is going to get bright lighty and sort of not happy.
Yeah, well, he'll be looking at his fucking lip gloss.
He'll be good for...
He'll be like, oh my God, my mirror, it's so glossy.
Reflection.
He'll be good for Williams as well, but purely just to like help him.
Yeah,
to
teach I agree. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
I'm going boom with him. I'm going boom. Carlton Davis to the Lions. He's the starting corner from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He got traded to the Lions a couple of weeks ago, just after our podcast. I still think he's a really good corner. I think the Lions are.
I like the Lions' defense.
Devout of talent at cornerback.
They struggle to defend the pass, so that's a good move.
He's a good man coverage corner too, which Aaron Glenn likes to play. So I think boom.
Boom. Good.
We're getting into some low hanging fruits now, so we can just go boom or bust. Mac Jones to the Jags.
Bust.
Bust.
It just depends on what you think. What you think Mac Jones is at this point? It's bust.
He's just going home.
It's nothing.
He's just going to drink beers on the beach. That's all he's going to do.
Here's a good question for you. Does he at some point get to start this year because of Trevor Lawrence's performance, not through injury?
No,
I don't think so either.
No. He's going to look.
There's
like,
no way they're going to do.
But that's the thing. He's going to look like every other fucking white boy down there in Jacksonville Beach.
He'll fit in real good.
McCorkle.
He won't tan at all.
McCorkle's gonna burn than peel.
Yeah.
Even Lawrence.
Like, be like a fucking,
he's gonna have his fucking collar popped.
So
his visor is gonna be on upside down and backwards.
It's like all the receivers come in and just
couple
be like,
boys, that's what I was gonna say.
All the receivers walk out of training like, fuck Mac and Jusk, you put t-shirts on, man.
They're so white.
Fuck me, it's bright out
they're
here.
They're so white, they're clear.
Yeah. All right, yeah, no, I think we all think bust there. This one's a bit of a fun one. And this one went under the radar a little bit.
No.
Joe Mixon to the Texans.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's boom. That's good.
I don't get it because they've got Damian Pierce, who's basically just a younger version of Joe Mixon, in my opinion.
It's not the worst fucking to bring in some like more of a veteran.
Yeah, and who's the other running back they had last year? I forgot his name. The fast guy. He was a rookie last year. Anyway, I think it's a boom move.
Yeah.
It just gives him another. Just gives him another guy on offense.
Absolutely.
Like, Texans are starting to move up.
Have they? Have the Texans like? Are they the quickest turnaround that you've seen?
Yes.
To go from like a nothing team to basically contending for the AFC in like, they could potentially be contending for the AFC this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think of something like maybe when the Broncos signed Denver, they signed their own city.
They signed the city to play in.
When they signed Peyton Manning.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a pretty sharp turnaround.
Or Tampa when they signed Brady was similar.
Yeah. That was
Tampa were pretty good already though.
Yeah.
That has had Baker. That has had Baker.
No,
they didn't have Baker. They had fucking Winston. But Winston threw for fucking like 40 touchdowns.
It was 30 and 30.
30 and 30.
Yeah. 30 and 30, yeah. So he still threw for fucking 30 touchdowns in the year.
Shout out my boy. Shout out my boy James.
And 5,000 yards.
Yeah. Had a great fucking defense
like,
there.
Do you know what the greatest like trivia question is going to be in 50 years' time? It's like who in 2021 had 5,000 passing yards for the Tampa? Everyone's going to go, oh, Tom Brady. They go, no, Jameis Winston.
Jameis fucking Winston.
He threw for 5,000 yards, man. In fairness, so would have Sam Howell if he didn't get benched.
And couldn't see, though. He was legally
blind.
He's
got worse since he had LASIK. I don't think that's good.
Now, talk about a guy, just to go back to Brocky's oil and water, talk about a guy who needs his phone and his social
media. No. He's content. He's content.
Who?
Jameis Winston.
Is he?
I love him.
Another legit question.
He's funny. He doesn't attack anybody.
A legit question
he's
about...
funny with it.
Is he on the spectrum?
Surely. Mate, if there was a spectrum tree and he fell from it, and it, with each branch you got a little bit more spectrum-y, he hit every branch three fucking times on the way down.
He fell down the tizzy tree. Like,
the fact that guy's an NFL athlete and one of the best college football quarterbacks ever. Like, he went number one in the fucking draft. The fact that that dude did that shows his outrageous fucking talent.
Hey, he eats dubs, man.
No wonder why he took those crab legs. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He's got Asperger's.
He lost his fucking... He's busted left without him. He didn't know what he was doing. He's not allowed to drive.
I love it.
He gets driven to the factory every day. I don't know.
As long as he's not the quarterback... Oh, wow.
The NFL scope bus picks him up.
As long as he's not the quarterback on my team, I love him.
Mate, he's got more autism than Sketch's fucking character.
Tuesday.
Dude, like, he's fucked. Like, I think Sketch based his character off Jameis Winston. Think about it. That's the sort of shit you imagine. Yeah. Can you imagine Jameis Winston at practice being like, Tuesday. Special players, special teams. Like, that's the shit Jameis Winston would say.
I'm with you. It would.
Yeah. So answer your question a roundabout way. Yes, he's got some more.
He's got the tears.
Respectfully. The tears.
Yeah. No. Hey, it's all love.
He's a great bloke. All right.
Any more?
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy to the Browns.
Bust.
Fucking bust.
I think you could just put a blanket bust over the Browns.
Yeah,
this year.
Can you believe we live in a world that CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson went in the same draft and there was two receivers that went in front of them.
Wow.
Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs it's not all his fault, but we don't know
if he's good.
We don't know.
He's only played one game.
We don't know who our best player is.
Could be a pirate.
Him and fucking Rice are having races to see who the worst driver is. And I use the term races loosely. No, not like I use it firmly. That's what he was doing.
The Browns are going to be really bad this year, I think.
I think so too. Brian Burns to the Giants.
I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I think I think Boom, yeah.
I think he'll be good for the Giants because he's a good player.
Like opposite Thibodeau, they've got big Dexter Lawrence inside. I
still think the Giants will be shit.
I think Giants will be good. We can all agree, hashtag fuck the Giants.
Yeah.
But I think Burns will be...
I want that on a t-shirt.
Yes. I think Burns will be a real... I think he'll be a Boom guy. What do you reckon, Big Dog?
Boom. I just actually saw Deshaun Watson's cap hit for next year.
What is it, like 68 million or something?
63.7.
Yeah, fucked. Yeah. It's fine. And people are going to whinge about Dak Prescott getting 60 million. 60 million.
60 million.
60 million. If Dak Prescott, anyone goes, how can you do that? I'm going to point it to Sean Watson.
Dim those lights a little bit. talk to me more about 60
million. 60 million.
Down, down, down.
I want to lay you down.
I've got two more, and I don't know why I put these in here, but I'm going to say them anyway.
Sure.
Deontay Johnson, ex-Steeler to the Panthers.
Okay.
I'm going to say Boom purely because someone has to catch the ball there. Yeah, it's the Adam Thielen rule.
Yeah, whatever.
He's the black, younger version of Adam Thielen.
Is that racist?
No, he's a black slot receiver, and Adam Thielen's a white slot receiver. So he's the black version of...
Shout out.
And he's younger. He's Adam Thielen 7 years ago, if Adam Thielen was black then.
If he was black.
Yeah.
No, shout out.
And the last one... Oh, sorry, Boom or Bust, what'd you say?
Whatever.
Boom, someone's got to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Someone's got to get it. And the last one, Morgan Moses to the Jets. The Jets, who are on the ultimate one year season.
They are on.
Morgan Moses, the ex-Ravens right tackle, which is great news for Daniel Faitali.
Yeah.
Fucking hope so.
I think he'll be a good player next year, Daniel Faitali. But Morgan Moses to the Jets, I think, Boom, their O-line's so terrible, it doesn't hurt to bring in a veteran so they can get beaten on the first play of the season. Aaron Rodgers can tear his Achilles again.
Wow.
Because that's Boom for everyone. It's content, baby.
Wow.
And you can go run for VP.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Did you notice?
Surely not twice.
Was it the solar eclipse? I think the solar eclipse lasted longer than fucking Aaron Rodgers. Fucking
so the solar eclipse, I saw the other day, the solar eclipse, it was a meme today. It was like, the solar eclipse lasted for 4 minutes and 27
yes.
seconds, which is exactly 76 times longer than Aaron Rodgers' Jets career.
Wow.
Fantastic. A lot of people have turned it like it's an Aaron Rodgers problem.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not his fucking fault. Like, what's he has? Is anyone going to predict that?
Don't have ayahuasca.
It actually ruined week one last year. I've never forget finishing that game being so flat.
I was very flat.
I was excited.
For Zach Wilson.
I had money on the Jets.
Is Zach Wilson still on the... Fun fact is, they also won that game still on a punt return for a touchdown at the end.
Money on the Jets before Aaron Rodgers went down.
Over the Bills in Buffalo.
Is Wilson still there?
That was in New York, I thought.
Yeah, it was in Buffalo.
Was it in Buffalo?
It was in Buffalo.
I thought it was in... I thought it was
No, it was in New York because he ran out with the American flag and the Jets were flying over the top.
It was 9/11.
Yeah, it was in New York. It was 9/11. Because it was like the second... It was like someone rated it like, this is the worst thing to ever fall in New York City. And then someone else just commented like, really?
Really?
You want to think about that again? It's like, is Zach Wilson still on the Jets?
I'm on the search now.
I have a feeling he's not.
I think he might be.
He is?
Yeah, NFL still got him there.
Okay.
Lace up, ice up, son. Ice up. Steve Smith.
He might have to play again. You never know.
For the Panthers. The Panthers, if he went to the Panthers right now, would he be their best receiver, Steve Smith?
It's his last year there.
Jesus.
It's his fourth year. Sellers. Yeah.
Answer my Steve Smith question. If he went to play for the Panthers right now, is he their best receiver over Deontay Johnson?
Yes.
How long have you been retired for?
Like, he's in the Hall of Fame, so 5 years.
I think 2018.
I think he goes into the Hall of Fame. I think he's nominated.
I think he's eligible this year.
This year. So 5 years.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. The fact that we're even not just being like, of course not, shows you where the Panthers are at right now as an organization.
I want Randy Moss to come back and fucking play for the Panthers.
I don't. But also, I wouldn't watch it.
You'd fucking watch it.
Hey, that's
content. You'd fucking watch it.
I want Randy Moss, Keyshawn Johnson, and Steve Smith to go play for a UFL team. That would be content.
Yeah, that's content.
No, there's some dogs in those UFL teams. Did you see D. Storian broke his fucking neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, kicker. You're a kicker. Don't tackle people.
No, we're not giving up a kick return.
Why?
For a touchdown.
How does he get paid?
They also changed their fucking rules too.
Yeah, back. NFL copied him. They were like, fuck you, NFL.
No, but it's just deeper. It's just from like the fucking 20.
Oh, so there's more returns?
Yes. So they kick from the 20.
Okay.
But they do a normal kickoff return.
It's because The Rock doesn't care about safety. That's what I've heard. Heard he's this real shit show when it comes to safety.
Did you see him get chokeslammed at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I actually did watch that.
That was so good.
Undertaker's back, big dog.
Hey, whoa. Don't even say what you're about to say, all right?
Do you guys, this is a dead set serious question. Do you think that wrestlers should, and wrestling should be considered as athletes and that it's a sport?
Nah, it's entertainment. It's basically a soap opera.
Athletes, yes.
They're athletic.
They're very athletic.
Are they athletes?
Yes.
Brock Lesnar tried to play NFL. And in fairness, got to a trainer.
He's a UFC fucking champion.
Yeah. He's in the UFC Hall of Fame. Brock Lesnar's a fucking athlete.
Yeah, because you're right. He went and did a real sport after wrestling. Yeah, before wrestling?
No, he went back and then went back.
He was a Div 1 fucking wrestler that never lost in his college career.
Yeah, he's an athlete. Done. I can see that. But do you think Roman Reigns is an athlete or an entertainer?
Oh, he played NFL. He tried to play NFL.
Brock.
Did he play NFL?
Athletic. They're athletic, powerful. He's definitely on a product. Yes. But they're basically soap opera actors.
Thank you. That's all I need to ask.
Like, I know what it is. I'm not fucking stupid. I know what wrestling is.
I know, because I once got kicked out. I got one kicked out of a group. We had this group on Twitter
where people used to go in and share your podcast
and everyone would repost it. I haven't looked at it for like 2 years now. And I once got kicked out because I gave a guy shit for, he was like, they were talking about wrestling like it was the NFL. They were like, oh, yeah, I just think if like this guy performs Friday night, like he could really win WrestleMania. And I was like,
it's all pre-organized.
I said, do you guys not know it's already scripted? Like, it doesn't matter how he performs, he'll perform how the writers wrote it for him.
Yeah.
And they like all fucking lost that with these dudes.
Talk about touch of the tears.
They went full Jameis Winston on me, and I'm like, God. And then the guy's like, one of them private messaged me saying he was going to like bash me and shit. I'm like, yeah, dude, you live in America, and I just looked at a picture of you. Like, you're a fucking pipsqueak, mate. Like, go away. And then like they removed me from the group, and then they said you can come back if you apologize. So they let me back in. I came back and said wrestling's fucking gay and you're all losers. And they booted me.
You're like, I'd like to apologize. Absolutely.
No, fucking nobody.
I just came back in and said you're all fucking losers and wrestling's gay, and they just left.
No.
But I didn't say the F word. I didn't call them the F word.
Wrestling is cool and fun if you take it for what it is.
If you're 12.
Yeah, but I'm just a 6'5", 12-year-old
kid. Mentally 12. I know. As long as I'm cool with you two.
I only watched WrestleMania.
You said I only watched WrestleMania.
Honestly,
Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey.
How good was that? Logan Paul, you heard the fucking champion. When you heard the Undertaker bell, how cool
unreal.
Was it, man?
Oh, the hair stood up.
Cool dudes. It was so cool, dudes. I was like, damn it, Mum. Can you make me my PB&J? I'm getting
you
angry.
You shut your mouth when
cut your mouth so we can fucking talk.
When you heard that Undertaker bell.
Let the boys talk.
And then the lights go down, and then the lights come back up, and he's in the fucking ring.
Chokeslam's,
oh, God.
Chokeslam's a fucking rock.
If only they'd leaked the script and we could have known about this. All right.
I'm going to chokeslam you through this table in a minute.
No, this is a good table. Is it outside?
Is it a sport if you can bet on it?
Can you bet on wrestling?
Yes.
Get fucked. You can bet. Can you bet on TV shows?
Yes.
Can you bet on maths?
Yes.
Yeah, wrestling is the male version of maths.
Don't you fucking dare talk shit on maths.
That's pretty I don't mean 2 months of my fucking life on it.
It's like the version of maths that men can... It's maths, but they don't have to be ashamed to say
it's
like
a soap opera, dude. It's basically a soap opera.
You should have watched maths. It was a good season this year.
No, thanks. I'm a grown man, bro. I'd rather watch maths next season
and do a podcast on it, me, you and Billy. Please. And I'll be like the new guy to maths that can just be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Please.
And then watch me get addicted as it goes on and how invested I get.
No, you will.
I know. We'll do it. That's a plan for next year.
Bill, right, lock it in.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thank you everyone for tuning in. We'll be back. So Sunday the 21st, we will do our draft show. Release that Sunday night.
Yes.
We'll have a special guest.
Special guest.
We are not NFL draft experts. We're going to talk about a few guys that we find fun. Even the NFL aren't experts. Yeah, no one knows. Mayock took fucking Leatherwood in the 17th pick when he was a third round pick. But anyway, and he was an analyst for years. So we're going to talk. It's going to be a bit of fun. We're just going to talk about some top guys in the college draft.
Yeah.
If you want deep diving into fucking wide receivers in the 6th round sleepers, we're not going to have it for you.
Nope.
So don't expect that. It'll be a bit of fun. We'll pick on Caleb Williams a bit. I might pick on Jaden Daniels because our guest is a big Jaden Daniels guy and it'll be fun. Get him rolled up.
I might just pick on Billy. That's fine.
Nah, Billy's our boy. He's our guest. We've got to be nice when he's our guest.
Oh.
That's the rules.
Them are the rules.
When you come on the other one, then you can do because you're the guest and they can't be mean back to you.
Beautiful. Thank you
very much.
That's
the rules.
They're the rules of podcasts, yes.
Peace out, hombres.
Cheers. Tuesday.
Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George Watson, J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast. It's about to go down. Three amigos ready to run this town. George, man, he's the Eagles' number one fan. Obnoxious and loud, he'll make you understand. He'll talk smack about every other team. But deep down, he's just living a dream. Brock repping the Ravens, always bringing the heat. With an